College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we will be joined by West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the prize we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being brought to you by our good friends at ZipRecruiter. Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it? ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find the next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/CHT. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/CHT. ZipRecruiter.com/CHT. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now that we've got you all set for ZipRecruiter, let's look at my main thoughts right now from the weekend. We have to start with Virginia and the performance by the Cavaliers at Cameron Indoor Stadium, beating Duke for the first time under Tony Bennett. Right now, if the NCAA tournament started today, Virginia would be my number one overall seed. Virginia right now looking like a lock to win the ACC regular season title. Virginia, so impressive under Tony Bennett. Meanwhile, though, that's a positive coming out of the weekend, an impressive performance, something that looks like it's going to linger beyond the basketball court is a situation at Michigan State. Now, we obviously know the fallout from what happened at Michigan State late last week when the longtime doctor of the school was sentenced to a lengthy prison sentence for multiple cases of sexual abuse. And then the story came out from ESPN's Outside the Lines about sexual abuse and sexual assault within Michigan State's basketball program. And then on Sunday, after Michigan State beat Maryland, Tom Izzo was asked multiple times about this situation after the game in which Michigan State beat Maryland. And you could see it visibly wearing on his face and obviously wearing on the program. This situation is not going away. This is going to be like a piano on the backs of the Michigan State players and the Michigan State staff for the rest of the season. And now you have to look at Michigan State, and again, we don't want to jump to conclusions until we have all the information, but playing with an elephant in the room each and every time it takes the floor and each and every time it meets with the media during practice, after practice, and obviously after games. When Michigan State has to deal with the press after practices, before games, after games, and so on and so forth, this situation is going to be brought up. This situation is going to linger. And if you're a coach with a team that many people felt had a chance to go to a Final Four and compete for a national championship, that is just another thing that's going to be hard to deal with. Now, another thing that was going to be hard to deal with were the inexperience that Kentucky was dealing with this season. But Kentucky had maybe pound for pound, inch for inch, the best win of the weekend with a come-from-behind triumph at West Virginia. Cats were down 15 at the half before coming back to beat the Mountaineers. This Kentucky team really reminding me of the 13-14 squad that entered the NCAA tournament as an 8 seed and wound up making the national title game before losing to UConn and Shabazz Napier. And Kentucky capped off a great weekend for the SEC, who won the SEC Big 12 Challenge by 6-4 in terms of the total mark. Now, one team that played in the SEC Big 12 Challenge was West Virginia, and their head coach, Bob Huggins, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. West Virginia is 16-5 overall, 5-3 in Big 12 play, and the head coach of the Mountaineers joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. He is Bob Huggins. And coach, you know, in covering college basketball, coaches always say that things aren't as good when you win and they're not as bad as you lose. As you take the temperature of your team right now on January 29th, how do you feel about the state of West Virginia here in the 17-18 season?
Well, we're struggling. We haven't played bad. We just haven't made any shots. We're the same shots we were making before. We're not making now.
Now, you've obviously played a brutal stretch over the last 2.5 weeks against several teams that are going to play in the NCAA tournament. When you go through a stretch where you lose 4 of 5, do you look at yourself more? Do you say, hey, we just played 4 teams that might have a chance to win games in March?
Well, I can't do anything about them. I can try to fix us. So I look at us more than I look at them.
Now, you've been on record this year saying that this rendition of the Big 12 is the best league that you've ever coached in. What's the biggest difference you find in this year's Big 12 versus the past couple you've coached in?
There's no bottom. There's absolutely no bottom. If you look around our league, everybody in our league's good. Everybody in our league has beaten other people. It's probably the most balanced league that I've ever coached in. I coached in the Big East, there was a bottom. A Conference USA, there was a bottom. Great Midwest, there was a bottom. There's always been a bottom, and there's no bottom in this league.
How many teams, coach, and I know all these teams aren't necessarily going to be able to make and qualify for the NCAA tournament, but how many teams right now in this 10-team league do you think could win a game in the field of 68 if they were fortunate enough to reach the field?
I think all of them could. I think every single one of them could. And, you know, like you said, they're not going to get a chance because of where you finish in a league, but I think every team in our league is capable of winning a game.
And when you have a league that competitive on a night-in, night-out basis, it's obviously extremely difficult to win the league regular season title. You went to a Final Four in 2010. You went to a Final Four in 92 at Cincinnati. What do you think's harder, getting to the Final Four or winning a Big 12 regular season title this season?
Well, when we went to the Final Four, it was 92, and we kind of just marched right through it. And then we could have, should have went back in 93, so I was starting to think it wasn't all that hard. But then, you know, we had injuries in 93. We had injuries in 2000 when we were arguably, probably not even arguably, the best team in the country. There's a lot of factors, and I think the biggest one is injuries. I mean, you got to be lucky not to have an injury, and you can't be unlucky. And unfortunately, we were unlucky in 93. We were unlucky in 96, I think it was. I think it was 96 when Keith Legere broke his foot. And we were unlucky in 2000 when Kenyon broke his leg.
West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Mountaineers 16-5 overall, 5-3 in conference play. And, you know, Huggs, there was a lot of chatter earlier this season, especially when they lost a couple of home games, that this was the year to catch Kansas in the Big 12. What have you noticed about Kansas since maybe the first one or two conference games that's maybe changed to put them in position to have first place in the league here almost halfway through the league slate?
Well, they've won close games. They won close games at home. They won close games on the road. They haven't been the Kansas of old that just when you went into Allen Fieldhouse, everybody got blown out. I mean, they've been fortunate and they've been good. So, you know, when you're fortunate and good, you're going to win a lot of close games, and they've won a lot of close games.
Now, I know that after Oklahoma got off to that tear and Trae Young was obviously putting up ridiculous numbers, you felt that maybe if you had to redo it, you might have picked Oklahoma to win the league. As tough as it is to project one team right now, now that we're about halfway through league play, who do you think has the best chance, obviously, to win the league regular season title in the Big 12?
Well, probably Kansas, because they're one game up on their closest competitor. I haven't looked at the schedules. I don't know who's playing who. I don't know who has who left or anything. I'm worried about us winning a game.
No question. And one game you did win, which was probably your best win this season, was against Virginia, which is proven to be obviously a tremendous victory because Virginia won at Duke on Saturday and looks like they're in position for a number one seed. What was your impression of the Cavaliers when you played them, and what did you find playing them that you think allowed your team in West Virginia to do what nobody else has done this year, and that's get a W?
Well, they're extremely well coached, and they played different than everybody else does. And I think that was, when Syracuse was the only team really playing the 2-3 the way they played the 2-3, they had an advantage. I think you have an advantage when you play different than everybody else plays. And they certainly do. We probably guarded in the half court as well as we've guarded all year. But the biggest thing is we made shots, John. I mean, when we had an open shot, we made it. And that's basically how you advance in the NCAA tournament. The teams that miss open shots don't advance, and the teams that make them do.
West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Mountaineers 16-5 overall, 5-3 in Big 12 play. Coach, you've been through college basketball for an awful long time, and there seems like right now there's more parity in the sport than we've seen really in a consistent fashion in years. I mean, every year, with the exception of a couple of teams, it seems like everything is up for grabs. Do you think it's better for the sport if we have a situation like we have this year where there's a lot of parity, or a situation maybe like we had in 2000 where you had the best team, or in 2015 when, Kentucky had that 38-0 team going to the Final Four?
I think that depends on where you live and where you graduated from, doesn't it?
What in terms of the sport, do you think there's more interest if there's one team that you're trying to catch, or do you think it's better if when Selection Sunday comes around, there's 15 or 20 teams that have a chance to get to a Final Four and win a title?
Well, somebody who watches a lot, the hard thing about what we do is you're so busy watching tape of your next opponent that you don't sit down and watch college basketball like a lot of other people do. So I would defer that question to people who sit down and watch college basketball every night, because I don't have that luxury.
Well, one thing you did point out, I remember I was at a practice of yours about a year ago in the preseason, and you're just talking about, obviously, the state of the game and things that can be done to improve the games. And, one thing that happens on a rare occasion, but it doesn't happen enough, is it feels like there's a big-time feel around certain games when they're in a standalone fashion. And the NBA does that, and it's something I think that people really get behind with that product. And I was watching your game on Saturday night against Kentucky, and there's three or four other games on, and I was thinking, if this was a standalone game, it would be on everywhere in America. How much would more standalone games benefit college basketball if that could be something that happened on a more regular occurrence?
Well, I think that's a mute question, because it's not going to happen. I mean, every league has television contracts. Every league that's that has some sense of a high major feel has a television contract. The NBA never pits one game against the other game. Where with us, there's five or six going on at the same time. What's not on ESPN or CBS or Fox is on the Longhorn Network, the Big Ten Network, the SEC Network. So, I mean, you have your choice of watching whatever you want to watch. And the NBA is not that way. The NBA, they don't pit one game on Fox and one game on ESPN against each other. They wait till the game's over with, and then they play it on the next game on another station.
West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins joined the College Hoops Today podcast here with John Rothstein. Huggs, we always find, everybody sometimes tend to look back and not move forward in sports and sometimes in life. You've always, whenever I've interviewed you, said that, you know, you really have no problem always staying in the present. Who really was the one who introduced you to having that mindset and never kind of looking back and just staying focused on the next task?
I guess probably my mother and father. But, I mean, I've told the story many times. I used to, when I was a young kid, you know, I was, whatever, 7th, 8th grade, I'd go play with the college guys. And there was a guy who used to come pick us up all the time and take us. Gene Ford and I used to go. And I get in his truck one day, and I'm, you know, I'm the youngest, so I got to sit in the middle. And I look up, there's no rearview mirror. And I said, Phil, there's no rearview mirror in your truck. He said, boy, we ain't going backwards. And I've never forgot that.
Well, that's obviously led you to an unbelievable career and, you know, a nomination into the Hall of Fame for this year. What was it like getting that call from the Hall, Coach, knowing that you were going to be nominated?
I don't think I got one. I think they just announce it. I don't think you get a call, per se.
Where were you when you found out that you were going to be nominated?
I don't remember. I don't look backwards, John.
I hear you. I'm learning. Now, one thing, obviously, you're doing is looking forward with this team. Aside from shot making, which you have pointed out in terms of being a key for your team, what are the biggest things that you need to obviously see improvement on over the next 5 or 6 weeks, getting ready, obviously, for another run in the tournament?
Well, ball security, particularly in the second half, has got to get better. But, I mean, we're three of our top five leading scorers in the last five games. One's 4 for 26 from three. The other one is 5 for 18 from three. And then I got another one who's 1 for 10 from the field. So, I mean, we can say we got to get better defensively. We got to rebound the ball. We got to do all this. But nobody's ever won nothing. You know, you got to make baskets. We've got to start shoot the ball better.
Against Kentucky, Sagaba Kanate, who, you know, has been a revelation defensively at times this year, went down with looked like an apparent knee injury. How is his health, and is he, you know, on full go moving forward?
Well, he's fine. He's very diligent about coming in, getting treated, and taking care of himself. He's fine.
Where does he rank right now among, you know, the best you've had, or, you know, in terms of his potential, in terms of protecting the front of the rim?
I think he's quickly moving up to second. He can't do the things Kenyon did, but he's very good. And I've had, you know, Eric Hicks was a great shot blocker. Donald Little was a great shot blocker. Corey Blunt was a good shot blocker. I've been blessed to have some guys, but Kenyon's still the best.
Yeah, and, you know, you've also had some pretty special guards, whether Steve Logan, Nick Van Exel, but when, you know, you watched Javon Carter play for West Virginia, it seems like that guy was somebody who was tailor-made to play for you. Where does his mental makeup, I'm not talking about ability, but his mental makeup and mental stamina rank among the toughest players you've ever coached?
I think he's right up there. I've been blessed. I mean, I've been blessed to have some guys that were pretty tough-minded, and he's – you ask me all these questions, John, I've never thought about before.
But, trying to be prepared here.
Well, yeah, I know. If you'd send them to me ahead of time, I could answer more intelligently. But he's up there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've had some – as you know, I've had some great ones.
No, there's no question about that. I remember watching a show with you once, and, you know, you were just talking about, you know, at this point, what you really want to have, because of what happened in 2000 and what happened, obviously, with Deshaun Butler going down in 2010, is one more run where things are clicking and everybody's healthy. If you can get everybody healthy and clicking in the next 5 or 6 weeks, where does this team rank in terms of having a chance to go win 6 games in March, as long as everything's are aligned?
Well, they'd all have to be aligned, but I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of other teams that I thought had a whole lot better chance. I think Denny Crum said it best. We were doing a thing at the Final Four one time, and I asked him what it took to win a national championship, and he said, you have to be lucky, and you can't be unlucky. And he looked over at me. He said, "That's the most unlucky guy I've ever been around."
Yeah.
So, and he's, you know, I mean, you go back to 93 when Alan Jackson tore his knee up. Then you go to 96 when Keith Legree broke his foot. And, you know, that all those things happen in the tournament. You know, Kenyon broke his leg in the conference tournament. Deshaun tears his knee up in a Final Four. You know, it's been rough from that standpoint. It's hard to when guys have played together for that long, it's hard to pull somebody off the bench and say, you know, hey, go beat Kenyon Martin.
Right.
There was only one of those, you know. I mean, consensus National Player of the Year.
And, you know, it doesn't get as much attention, but I remember sitting in the studio watching the Gonzaga game last year, and you guys got the ball down three, and you missed a couple of shots late, but you shot 26% from the field and lost by three. Like, if you guys just shoot 33%, you're playing in the Elite Eight. Like, that's how close it is in terms of the level of separation.
Well, the story that didn't get told because he didn't want it told was Nate Adrian tore his shoulder up against Texas the first game of the Big 12 tournament and basically didn't make a shot after that. And Nate was really our heart and soul. And Nate's a guy who made countless big shots for us during the course of the season, and he couldn't shoot the ball. He wanted to play, played, but he basically played with one arm. And still was very good for us. But now you're taking another shot maker out of the equation, and that hurt us as well.
No doubt. I was in Madison Square Garden in 2010 when Austin Freeman of Georgetown missed a layup and West Virginia won the Big East tournament and Take Me Home Country Roads was playing, and it was just an unbelievable scene. And I was at the Final Four in Indianapolis when you played Duke after that. What would it mean for you one more time to hear John Denver and that song playing, standing on a ladder, taking West Virginia back to a Final Four for a second time?
Well, I've never gotten up on a ladder, so I probably won't be on a ladder. But it would be an unbelievable feeling to look out there and see the sea of gold and West Virginia people being able to pump out their chest and say, you know, we are number one. We're a state that doesn't have a lot of sports teams. I mean, we are the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. We're all that put together here. This is what everybody does. They if they can't get to a TV, they listen to it on a radio, or come to the arena as they have done in droves this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Hugs, good luck, obviously, the second half of the season. Appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are prepping for your next game. Look forward to staying connected the rest of the way. And, again, best of luck and stay healthy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
We'd like to thank West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. And also want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein, at John, J-O-N. Our first question comes from Daniel Arona, and it's, John, is Xavier a legit Final Four contender, or did he reach the second weekend only to be disappointed again? Well, Dan, you know, I really think right now, in a year dominated by parity, that Xavier has as good of a chance as anybody else to reach the Final Four in San Antonio. They've got veterans in Blewett and Makura that have been there before. Those guys were on the team 2 years ago. That was a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament that lost to Wisconsin. The key for me to this team is point guard play. Can they get enough mileage out of Gooden and Scruggs at the one? Our next question comes from Huskies fan, and it's, John, will Washington make the NCAA tournament? I'm happy you brought this up, because Mike Hopkins has made Washington relevant in year one. 15-6 and 5-3 in the Pac-12 after Sunday's win over Washington State. And this is a huge week for Mike Hopkins. You've got Arizona State coming to town on Thursday. You've got Arizona coming in as well. There's an opportunity for Washington to move the needle. And you got to remember, if you're a bubble team like Washington is in position to be, they have a major chip to deal with when it comes to being a bubble team, because they have a win over Kansas in Kansas City. And now that we've fulfilled your social media needs, let's get to some nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, Vanderbilt surge. Jared Vanderbilt, Kentucky's freshman, had 11 points in 11 minutes against West Virginia on Saturday. He's averaging 7.3 rebounds in 12.3 minutes a game. Meanwhile, nugget number two, Keenan the Key. Keenan Evans of Texas Tech has gotten to the free throw lines 25 times in his last two games, has scored 25 or more six times this season. Might be the least appreciated guard in college basketball. Nugget number three, Wolfpack Howling. I'm telling you this, NC State will play in the NCAA tournament as long as it gets to 9 ACC wins. How about the job Kevin Keats is doing? And look at this team's resume. Wins on a neutral court right now over Arizona. A win at North Carolina last Saturday, and also home victories over Clemson and Duke. Nugget number four, the epitome of relentless. Cincinnati has now held two conference opponents, UCF and Memphis, to less than 50 points on their home floor. That is indeed relentless. And then nugget number five, the forgotten freshman. I'm talking about Alabama's Herb Jones. Everybody talks about Colin Sexton and John Petty. Jones may very well be the second best NBA prospect on the Crimson Tide roster behind Colin Sexton. Now, let's get you set with some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
Big one Tuesday in the SEC. Auburn travels to Ole Miss. Bruce Pearl's team doing an unbelievable job considering the circumstances. I voted them in the top 10 this week with my AP vote. Wednesday, Louisville travels to Virginia. Houston travels to Cincinnati. Two big conference games there in the ACC and the American. And then Thursday night, Creighton comes to Philadelphia to take on Villanova. And then the game I was just referencing in Seattle, Arizona State at Washington, a big spot for Mike Hopkins and the Huskies. We'd like to thank West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.